Welcome to Crosley Field in Cincinnati, for the game between the Chicago Cubs and the Cincinnati Reds. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Tony Taylor. Batting second. The third baseman, Al Dark. Batting third. The right fielder, Lee Walls. Batting fourth. The shortstop, Ernie Banks. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Dale Long. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Bobby Thompson. Batting seventh. The left fielder, Walt Morin. Batting eighth. The catcher, Sammy Taylor. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Dick Drott. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Dick Drott. For the Cincinnati Reds. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Johnny Temple. Batting second. The center fielder, Vada Pinson. Batting third. The left fielder, Jerry Lynch. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Frank Robinson. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Gus Bell. Batting sixth. The catcher, Ed Bailey. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Frank Thomas. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Eddie Casco. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Jim Brosnan. Pitching for the Cincinnati Reds, Jim Brosnan. And now, play ball. Tony Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Al Dark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dark strikes out. One out. Lee Walls is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Taylor. The throw from Bailey and he is safe. Taylor steals second. Lee Walls is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walls takes first base on ball four. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Bailey settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dale Long is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Long hits a line drive into left field. Lynch settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Reds nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Johnny Temple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Temple hits a line drive into left field. Morin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Vada Pinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pinson hits a fly ball into center field. Thompson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jerry Lynch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynch takes first base on ball four. Frank Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Thompson. Robinson reaches second base with a double. Lynch goes all the way around to score. It's 1-0, Reds. Gus Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Robinson moves to third. Gus Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Robinson scores. It's 2-0, Reds. Ed Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey hits a long drive deep into right center field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 4-0, Reds. Dave Hillman now pitching. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas takes first base on ball four. Eddie Casco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Casco hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Walls. Casco reaches second base with a double. Thomas moves to third. Jim Brosnan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brosnan takes first base on ball four. Johnny Temple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Temple is 0 for 1 in the game. Temple hits a pop-up, foul, towards the right side of the infield. Taylor settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Reds 4, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Bobby Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson hits a fly ball into center field. Pinson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Walt Morin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morin hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Temple settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Sammy Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor hits a fly ball into right field. Bell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Reds 4, and the Cubs nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Vada Pinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pinson is 0 for 1 in the game. Pinson takes first base on ball 4. Jerry Lynch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynch is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Lynch hits a ball on the ground towards first. Long scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Lynch for the out. Pinson moves to second. One out. Frank Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Robinson hits a pop-up towards first. Long settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gus Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Bell hits a fly ball into center field. Thompson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Reds 4, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Dave Hillman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hillman is called out on strikes. One out. Tony Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Taylor strikes out. Two outs. Al Dark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dark is 0 for 1 in the game. Dark hits a ball on the ground towards short. Casco scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Reds 4, and the Cubs nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Ed Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Bailey hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Taylor scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Thomas hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dark fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Eddie Casco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Casco is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Casco hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dark fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Reds 4, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Lee Walls is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walls is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Walls hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Robinson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 0 for 1 in the game. Banks hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Robinson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dale Long is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Long is 0 for 1 in the game. Long hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Temple scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Reds 4, and the Cubs nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Jim Brosnan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brosnan is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Brosnan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Banks scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Johnny Temple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Temple is 0 for 2 in the game. Temple hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Vada Pinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pinson is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Pinson hits a pop-up towards short. Banks settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jerry Lynch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynch is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Lynch hits a ball on the ground towards first. Long scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Lynch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Reds 4, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Bobby Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 0 for 1 in the game. Thompson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Walt Morin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morin is 0 for 1 in the game. Morin hits a fly ball into center field. Pinson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Sammy Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 0 for 1 in the game. Taylor hits a line drive into center field. Pinson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Marshall pinch hits for Dave Hillman. Jim Marshall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marshall is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Reds 4, and the Cubs nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Seth Moorhead now pitching. Frank Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Robinson hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Walls. Robinson reaches second base with a double. Gus Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Bell hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Robinson scores. It's 5-0, Reds. Ed Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Bailey hits a fly ball into right field. Wall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Thomas hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dark fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Reds 5, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Tony Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Taylor strikes out. One out. Al Dark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dark is 0 for 2 in the game. Dark hits a ball on the ground towards third. Thomas fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Lee Walls is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walls is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Walls hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 0 for 2 in the game. Banks hits a fly ball into center field. Pinson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Reds 5, and the Cubs nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Eddie Casco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Casco is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Casco hits a fly ball into right field. Wall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Brosnan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brosnan is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Brosnan is called out on strikes. Two outs. Johnny Temple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Temple is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Temple hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dark fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Reds 5, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Dale Long is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Long is 0-for-2 in the game. Long takes first base on ball 4. Bobby Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Thompson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Casco scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Long moves to second. One out. Walt Morin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morin is 0-for-2 in the game. Morin hits a fly ball into center field. Pinson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Long moves to third. Two outs. Sammy Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 0-for-2 in the game. Taylor strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Reds 5, and the Cubs nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Vada Pinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pinson is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Pinson takes first base on ball 4. Jerry Lynch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynch is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Lynch bunts towards third. Dark catches it and throws to first to double up Pinson. Two outs. Frank Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 2-for-3 in the game, with two doubles. He's got one RBI. Robinson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Gus Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got two RBIs. Bell hits a fly ball into right field. Wall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Reds 5, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Whitey Lockman now playing first base. Frank Robinson now playing left field. Herb Noren pinch hits for Seth Moorhead. Herb Noren is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Noren hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Tony Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Taylor hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Temple settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Al Dark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dark is 0-for-3 in the game. Dark hits a line drive towards first. Lockman catches it and steps on first to double up Noren. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Reds 5, and the Cubs nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Elmer Singleton now pitching. Ed Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Bailey hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Thomas bunts towards third. Dark fields it and throws to first for the out. Bailey moves to second. One out. Eddie Casco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Casco is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Casco hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Singleton fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jim Brosnan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brosnan is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Brosnan hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dark fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Reds 5, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Lee Walls is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walls is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Walls strikes out. One out. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 0-for-3 in the game. Banks hits a fly ball into center field. Pinson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dale Long is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Long is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Long hits a ball on the ground towards first. Lockman scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Long for the out. The game is over. The final score, Cincinnati Reds, 5, and Chicago Cubs, 0. Goodbye from Crosley Field in Cincinnati.